You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. In 1978, John Carpenter wrote, directed, and scored the film Halloween. It was made on a $300,000 budget and ended up grossing over $70 million, making it one of the most successful independent movies ever released. The main theme to the film became one of the most iconic pieces of cinematic music ever made. Halloween went on to become a franchise, with 10 more Halloween films since the original. In October 2018, a new Halloween film was released, directed by David Gordon Green, and for the first time since the first film, John Carpenter composed the score. That included remaking his theme song for the new film, this time with the help of his son, Cody Carpenter, and his godson, Daniel Davies. In this episode, the three of them break down how they did it. First, a little history. Here's John Carpenter.
Well, when we made Halloween back in 78, we didn't have any money for a composer. So I always knew that I was going to be the composer. We had 3 days at a recording studio, Sound Arts Studio in central L.A. I knew I was going to do the main theme to Halloween, and I had that down pretty much. Everything else, I was going to fake it, just improvise it. So I had 3 days to do the score. Originally, I wrote with the piano. That was the easiest and simplest. But I didn't know how to use the synthesizers at the studio. And so Dan Wyman, the synthesizer teacher at USC, he tuned everything up. So I would say to him, I want a rhythmic sound here, or I want something that sounds like violins. I didn't have to confront what would happen if we had a lot of money to hire a composer, because we didn't. So I'll never know what I would have done. But everything worked pretty well, and I think I got all the melodies that I wanted. After the first movie, I never believed there was much of a story left to tell. But the original people who held the rights decided, no, that's not a good idea. Let's keep making sequels. So I emotionally divorced myself from them long ago.
And so John Carpenter wasn't involved with the sequels. But then cut to 2016.
Well, I heard about another sequel to Halloween, and all of a sudden Jason Blum appears. Now, Jason is a high-powered, rather successful horror producer in Hollywood. And he said to me, well, they're going to make a sequel, so why don't you and I work on it? And we can make it good or make it better. And I said, well, no one's really challenged me that way, so this is great. I'll do it. The first step in making the new Halloween was to find a director. Jason Blum started seeing who was out there, who was interested, and finally came up with David Gordon Green. He and his partner, Danny McBride, had come up with a story. So they came over here to pitch me the story and see if I liked it. I thought it was terrific. And they said, well, will you do the music? And I said, yeah, I'll do it with my son and godson. The three of us have been putting out albums and we'll do it together. So that's how it all came about.
I'm Cody Carpenter. Conceptually, we wanted to not stray too far from how my dad did it in the original film. So we use a lot of similar sounds and instruments from the first score, but kind of updated and modernized. The piano was the first sound that we used because that's kind of the main focus of the piece.
I'm Daniel Davies. Something that John pointed out early on is that the purity of that piano is what makes it scary. And it was important to keep that.
the piano from the new movie is clearer and brighter than the old sound. You need to have that piano crisp, clear, and upfront and pure, so that everything else can surround it and be the terrifying, bizarre elements of the piece. Daniel brought over a couple of synthesizers that we chose from.
There are so many synths now that can come close to those original sounds. The Oberheim OB6. Part of what makes the original cool is that it's not done with a computer. So you have human error, which creates a certain charm. But now we get so wrapped up in making everything quantized and perfect. I like to try and steer things a little bit away from that. So we double track all the synths to make them sound bigger and different. So we would do one pass. And then do another pass. And it's just going to be slightly different. And then we put that together. I like stereo, and I wanted it to sound wide in the theater. I think it's important to have that movement. Sound-wise, I think the most challenging is the percussion and those original ticking sounds. Finding a way to stay true to the original, but make it new. So we use clock sounds and then pitch those to then create that ticking. And then when you pan them hard left and right, creates a phase, a chorus kind of effect. And then I'm hitting a box and detuning it and distorting it to create that kick that's in there.
One of the most significant changes in the new score is that we use guitar on it. Daniel is a maestro on the guitar. He can make the guitar sound like other things and use it in other ways, inventive ways.
We had just finished touring and we played the original Halloween theme many, many times. And we had our own arrangement that we played on tour.
You know, we were so used to playing it live, and we're a five-piece rock and roll band, so we played it rock and roll. So maybe that crept into the new soundtrack. Watching David's Halloween movie was just another film for me. That's just how I looked at it. And it made it fun to score. But it wasn't my movie. It's David's movie, and he did a terrific job with it. I'm very proud of the music. The way it sounds now is just so much further along than what I did back then. But to me, the really incredible part is working with Cody and Daniel. I'm most proud and I'm most emotionally connected with the journey with these two guys, and the journey was just a blast.
And now, here's John Carpenter's theme to Halloween, the 2018 version, in its entirety. Visit songexploder.net to learn more about John Carpenter and the Halloween franchise, including the 2018 film featuring the new theme. This episode was produced and edited by me, along with Christian Kunz, with help from Nick Song. Carlos Lerma made the art for this episode, which you can see at songexploder.net. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. If you want a Song Exploder t-shirt for yourself or your favorite creative listener, go to songexploder.net/merch. You can also find Song Exploder on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.